This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.
Welcome back. It's halftime of the Huskers game against the Minnesota Golden Gophers. And as we do each and every week, a chance to sit down with Nebraska President Hank Bounds to see what's on your mind. So let's jump into it. What do you have for us?
Sure. Thanks, Greg. I'd like to talk about the good work that our faculty are doing. When you think of transforming lives through research and through innovation, the scientists and the researchers at the University of Nebraska are doing exactly that. Our faculty are working day and night to make a difference for Nebraskans and really around the world. These are the people whose stories just don't get told nearly enough. They're making a difference for our, as you know, record 53,000 students. They're making the university the engine for economic growth that it is. And they're improving quality of life in just basically every corner of the state of Nebraska.
Can you tell us some about these faculty members?
I'd love to do that. So let's start with a topic that all Nebraskans will be impacted by, and that's cancer. The Fred and Pamela Buffett Cancer Center is going to change lives of the nearly one out of every two Nebraskans who are going to be diagnosed with cancer at some point in their lifetimes. The faculty member I'd like to talk about is Dr. Sarah Thayer. She's the physician in chief for the Cancer Center at the Med Center. Sarah is an internationally recognized physician scientist, which means she has both an MD and a PhD. And so she looks at cancer from both a research and a clinical perspective. And it really embodies the philosophy of the Cancer Center, which brings researchers, physicians, and patients together under one roof. She came to us from Harvard Medical School. You may have heard of that institution, where she spent 13 years treating and researching cancer. She's an expert in pancreatic cancer, and she's also an active surgeon. So you could say that Sarah is a renaissance woman when it comes to cancer research and care, and she brings that approach to her new role at the Cancer Center.
Wow, what a great story. And you have another example to share with us today.
I'd like to maybe take a moment to tell our listeners about a faculty member who is helping us to feed the world. As you know, you've heard me say this before, the world's population is going to grow dramatically over the next 25 or 30 years from about 7.2 billion to about 9.6 billion. And so the demand for food and nutrition food is going to double. And we have to feed all those people with the same amount of land, with less water and natural resources than we have now. Dr. Steve Basinger is the faculty member. He's a world-leading expert in wheat breeding and a top expert in improving crop yields to feed a hungry population. So there's this rising demand for wheat across the world, and the current yield won't meet that demand. And it's critical that we try new approaches. Steve is leading a three-year international research project that's focused on developing hybrid wheat with an increased yield potential. And so the team is creating and testing hybrids with better climate resilience and yields. And so the long-term goal is to develop a public foundation for wheat research. And, you know, Nebraskans just should absolutely be so excited about the work that Steve is doing to feed the world. And it's absolutely an area where the University of Nebraska is leading the global conversation.
Wonderful. Well, Hank, today is Veterans Day. We touched on this topic last week when we had the Admiral in our booth. Can you tell us about some research that's being done here at the university that does support our military?
So one of the, I think, really interesting ways that our researchers are joining the fight is that we have some of the nation's leading experts in vaccine development, detection of nuclear materials, psychological studies of terrorist networks, and many other defense-related areas. You heard last week from UNL graduate Admiral Jerebek, where he talked about the work that the Defense Threat Reduction Agency is doing. And some of this, you know, much of this work goes through DITRA. One of our leading experts is a faculty member by the name of Dr. Gina Ligon. She teaches and researches at UNO, and she uses her skills as an organizational psychologist to analyze and really demystify ISIS. She is an expert at evaluating the leadership and performance of violent extremist groups. And so she has helped. She's built a team of other faculty members and students that really works to understand ISIS social media behavior. And then that team communicates routinely with our partners at the Department of Defense and at the Pentagon.
Wonderful. Great examples of that. And anything else, last comments before we say goodbye?
Well, you know, not only are the University of Nebraska faculty working on curing cancer, feeding the world, keeping our warfighters safe, but they're really good in the classroom. They are providing amazing instruction to our students. For example, Gina, who I just mentioned, not only does she do cutting-edge research, but she's a top-notch teacher. She actually takes students with her to brief the Pentagon on their findings so the students can connect how the research that they are doing impacts the Department of Defense, gives them real-life experiences. I have the opportunity to walk through classroom buildings and see firsthand on a daily or weekly basis the really good instruction that's going on, challenging young people, helping them to grow academically. Their commitment, those faculty's commitment to transforming the lives of our students and people around the state and the world is absolutely incredible, and I'm just pleased to be a part of it.
Fantastic. Great information, as always. Good to see you. We'll see you next week.
Sounds good. Go Big Red.
Have more of our halftime show coming up next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.